Good Shepherd Sermon for Sunday, August 14th, 2022, Pastor Paul Talberg. Good Shepherd Lutheran Church and School is located in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, in the United States. Our mission is simple and bold. We seek to grow in faith and knowledge of our Savior Jesus. We want to make him known to others so that they too may share the joys that Jesus has won for them. Here's Pastor.
I'm going to start with a prayer that is recorded in this book that we're going to be looking at. And it's a prayer that pastors pray for their members. And it's a prayer, part of a prayer that I pray for all of you since I've been here. Our prayers for you are always spilling over into thanksgivings. We can't quit thanking God our Father and Jesus our Messiah for you. We keep getting reports on your steady faith in Christ, our Jesus, and the love you continuously extend to all Christians. The lines of purpose in your lives never grow slack, tightly tied as they are to your future in heaven and kept tight by hope. My dear friends in Jesus Christ, in this letter that we're going to be looking at for the next couple of weeks, and I hope you become very familiar with it at home. Letter to the Colossians. It was written about the year 60, 62, something like that. So it's a long time ago. It was written to a place that was, a lot of universities were there. A lot of soldiers were there. It was written to a place that they worshipped a ton of gods and goddesses. Everyone thinks it's kind of new age now to worship Mother Earth, Gaia. That was way back when. Everyone thinks it's kind of cool to worship the sex goddess nowadays, and that was way back then. And the bully goddess, that was way back then. I mean, everything's going on and on, repeating the same thing that goes on and on. So in Colossians, they had this terrible problem because they had people coming into Colossians trying to plant some false ideas about God. So how in the world, what do you do to protect yourself against those false ideas? He talks about that in this letter. And I thought, well, that's kind of interesting because right now we're always worried about this new disease that's out there, right? The COVID thing. And we're talking about getting shots and jabs and stuff for protect you against COVID. And then we find out that it's not really a vaccine that prevents it. It might just tamp it down a little bit. And that's different from a polio vaccine, which actually prevents it. So as we're trying to get through that in our minds, then what happens? All sorts of things come up. Worry, confusion, all sorts of stuff like that. That's what happens when false ideas start to worm their way through our hearts and our minds. False ideas about God. So what do you do? Where's the shot that gives you an antidote so that the false ideas about God don't take your faith or make your faith all twisted up and take away your peace? Where is that vaccine? And what's so neat in this letter, he goes back to it again and again and again, kind of like he wants us to get this. The vaccine is a person, Jesus Christ. And he points out that when you have Christ Jesus, Christ crucified and risen, you don't need anything else. And without him, everything else is worth nothing. The key is Jesus Christ. I want to read some words to you taken from the very first chapter. Jesus is God's beloved Son. He is the image of the invisible God. He's kind of like God's selfie. Here I am. Tick. Yeah, I don't quite got that down pat, but my children have that really down pat. Well, God says, you know, I'm kind of scary to you, so I'm going to send my son, going to wrap him up in baby claws, put him in a manger, have him grow up. Click, that's who I am. Huh. Okay, I'm not so much afraid to look at someone's selfie. Goes on, he says, in whom all of God's fullness takes bodily form. That's quite a thing for Jesus. And we always think of him as like a buddy or a friend. He is God in the flesh. And that's how come the apostle was told to write to these individuals in Colossians, because he didn't want them to lose their faith. He wanted them to stick to their faith, not with a hyped up emotion, but with a steady, solid God strength. And that God strength spills over into joyful thanks. So what does it tell us about who Jesus Christ is and why that's so important? Jesus Christ is God, and he wants us to know him, and he wants us to love him. And guess what? When you know and you love Jesus, that protects us from all the junk that's out there. Who is Jesus? He's the creator of heaven and earth. I remember when I was in high school. No, before that. I was in seventh grade, confirmation class. And my pastor shared with me this, that Jesus was the one through whom everything was made. And that blew my mind. Because up until that time, I always thought of Jesus as this guy in a robe, and he had a beard and a big smile on his face, and he was sitting down and kids were climbing on his lap. And then I find out that he is the God of gods who just spoke and entire galaxies popped into being on day four. Oh. This is the God who spoke and the plains of Serengeti were filled with wild animals. This is God who spoke and the great ocean creatures came into being. This is the God who knelt down in the dust, and as an artist, he crafted the first man from dust and breathed into Adam's nostrils the breath of life. This is him. I know him. God wants us to know who he is, the all-powerful God, maker of heaven and earth, as is the Father, the maker of heaven and earth, as is the Holy Spirit who hovered over the waters on that day of creation. You and I serve an amazing God who took on flesh and bone so we would know who he is better. Wow. And it keeps on getting better and better, because to know Christ, Christ crucified and risen, you need nothing else. See, what was happening is, as the Apostle Paul was in another city, he heard about what was happening in Colossians and how they were being peppered with all these philosophies going around of the day, that if you just think hard enough, you can do amazing things with your life. Just think hard enough. Just use mind over matter. We think this thing nowadays is crazy with think mind over matter and I can change myself from a boy to a girl. Or you think mind over matter and I can make something dead come alive. No. That's an old lie in new clothes. The Apostle Paul was told to pick up a pen and write to these people so that they know who Jesus is. The eternal God, the maker of heaven and earth, the same God who gave 10 commandments to Moses on the Mount Sinai, that same God who spoke to Moses out of a burning bush, the same God who was with Joshua as he walked around the city of Jericho until finally the walls came down. That same God who was with David running out to meet Goliath and take him out because Goliath was making fun of the Lord. That's the God we serve. That's Jesus Christ in the flesh. The same one who goes into a room where everyone is crying because a little 12-year-old girl lost her battle with disease and she died. And that's sad. Death is not God's idea. Death is what you get for sinning. And what does Jesus do? The mighty God. He doesn't go in and shake up everybody. No, he goes in, puts everyone out of the room except mom and dad, takes hold of the little girl's hand, and says words that stuck forever in the mind of those who heard it. He said, Talitha kum. Little girl, get up. Just like that, her health returns. Just like that, she hops out of bed. And just like that, Jesus says to the astonished parents, give her something to eat. She's hungry. That's the God we serve. Powerful and gracious. Mighty and tender. He knows what it's like to go from day to day and just be dog tired. Jesus sleeps. You should know Jesus sleeps. Well, actually, I sleep like Jesus. I am sound asleep when I sleep. I mean, you have to be pounding on the door to wake me up. And every time that happens, I'm reminded of Jesus, also sound asleep. And they shook him awake because he didn't care where they were going to drown. And the storm was going on and the water's filling into the boat. And they were going to send. And Peter says, Lord, don't you care? We're going to drown. And what happened? Did Jesus scold him in his might and power? No, no, no. He stands up in the middle of the boat, in the middle of the lake, in the middle of the storm, raises up his hand and he says, put a lid on it. And just like that, shoo, there's no wind. There's no rocking of the boat because the waves went away. Do you realize the power that was done? Do you realize how awesome God is to very carefully and tenderly take care of the fear of his disciples by just doing a little thing? Know who Jesus is. But don't just know him. Don't just know all about the Bible histories that he does. Don't just know that he's part of the triune God. Don't just learn the facts about that. He wants us to love him. Because when we love him, that way we get an idea of who God really is, the gracious God of love and mercy, who wants to save all people. And what did he do to save all people? He became one of us. And he never lipped off to his mom and dad. He was a perfect student in school, by the way. He was also the perfect teacher for all of you students out there. And then he lived and he died, and the Father put all of the sins of all the whole world, including everybody in this room, on him. And Jesus took it willingly. And then he died. We hardly ever run into a friend like that. And Jesus Christ crucified. When you have him, that's all you need. He's the one who died. And then on the third day, keeping his promise, he came back to life again. This is all in first chapter of Colossians. God wants you to know and to trust Jesus Christ, to love him. Because that's what protects us from all this weird stuff that's out there. You know, crystals and rocks, they don't protect you from anything. If someone prays on a piece of fabric and then sends you the handkerchief in the mail, that doesn't heal you from anything. Those are all false things that are connected, trying to get you away from God and away from heaven. And we really, 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 in our heart of hearts, we kind of really want that. We kind of want to have those miracles to do. We want to shake up people. We want that. And God says, you know, that's mine. I don't want you to fall for that. When you have Jesus Christ crucified and risen, yeah, that's all you need. You need nothing else. You don't need the supernatural stuff. You don't need talking in tongues. You don't need to be able to walk on water. You don't need any of those things. You do not need anything else other than Jesus Christ crucified and risen. And then that shows in your life. Everyone in this room who trusts in Jesus Christ is one of God's family. Did you know what God did yesterday? He extended our family. He gave a new birth to a little girl by the name of Mia. And little Mia Marie was baptized. Now she's part of our family, God's family of faith. How do you talk to your people in your family, the family of faith of God, that he loves so much? Well, you don't put them down. You don't cut them down. You don't make fun of them. What do? You get to know them and you pray for them. Find out what they need so that you can help them get better and better acquainted with Jesus Christ. My dear friends, that's what you do. Do it more. Look for ways to help other people, not just our friends and our family of faith here, but other people outside. Let them know who you serve, Jesus Christ, crucified and risen. Let them know that you love him because he first loved you. That's what protects us. So in Jesus' name, my dear friends, so let us live this week, trusting what he has done for us, and absolutely convinced that he will make sure we get home to heaven. In his name, amen.